I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 14th day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, raining in 42 degrees.
Emergency traffic at the mouth of Parley's Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, the former police chief and four other officers at the University of Utah have filed a claim saying they were treated unfairly after Lauren McCluskey's death.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, former Chief Dale Brophy and the other four officers want $10 million from the University of Utah. They say the university conspired against them to save face during all the attention and outcry after Lauren McCluskey's murder. McCluskey called police in October 2018 several times to say her former boyfriend was extorting and harassing her, and police say he'd lied about who he was. Now, this legal claim says the officers' good names and reputations have been adversely impacted by how they were treated, and they can't get employment anymore. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Severe Utah weather.
Strong winds continue to cause problems throughout northern Utah this morning, with wind gusts in the canyons reaching 60, 70, even 80 miles per hour. KSL TV's Felicia Martinez has been out in the wind all morning checking our various locations, and she joins us live. Felicia, where are you and what are you experiencing right now?
Hey, good morning. Well, I can tell you that right now I'm happy to be in the car because I was outside all morning, as you know, reporting in the elements and sitting in the car now, much warmer, but I can see, you know, it's still snowing in this area. It's super windy and, you know, the conditions out here are pretty wet. The roads are wet, but what's odd is you can go across I-15 and go west and it's not as bad, just still in the Farmington area. So it's really weird how it's spotty throughout Davis County here, because earlier this morning in Centerville, it wasn't bad either. But yeah, definitely cold, definitely windy, definitely want to bundle up. Initially they're saying until 9 this morning, but I'm starting to think that it's going to last longer here this morning for these conditions. So if you can avoid going out, I recommend it.
What did you witness this morning while you were up in that area, Felicia?
You know, we didn't see like any accidents, thankfully, or anything like that. But, you know, just standing out in the wind, I mean, you could see the branches in the wind, still can see it, flags flying, flapping in the wind. The power where we were at went out as we were doing our live shot. So we're on, we're on Park Lane and about 425 West. There's a gas station right here called Charlie's Market. And we've seen people kind of going in and out, and then all of a sudden, it just went black. And so, you know, they ended up kind of closing it and not letting anyone else come in. But it's still without power at this hour.
All right, Felicia, stay safe out there. We'll get another look at traffic and weather together coming up here in just a moment. After pulling their All-Star game from Atlanta in protest of new Georgia voting laws, Senator Mike Lee says Major League Baseball deserves to lose any special immunity from antitrust laws. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Tim, speaking yesterday, the Utah Republican said Major League Baseball has enjoyed a lack of competition for 99 years due to a judicial mistake. But he added that it's a judicial mistake that can be corrected, and he says he intends to do so. He's highlighting new proposed legislation that seems to be on the horizon. He was speaking alongside Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Josh Hawley of Missouri, and the trio of Republicans repeatedly brought up how Major League Baseball has been insulated from market competition in a way that neither the NFL nor NBA are, and they say those leagues do just fine for themselves. The call to action comes after MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred made the decision to move the All-Star event from Atlanta after he had discussions with individual players and the Players Alliance, and he said both entities expressed serious concern about new Georgia voting laws. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Right now, Rocky Mountain Power is reporting about 1,900 customers without power this morning. Those numbers have been going up and down all morning long. We're seeing spotty outages in Ogden, Farmington, Centerville, South Salt Lake, Mill Creek, and several other areas.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.